FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Delegates at the Economic Freedom Fighters Elective Conference will cast their votes in Johannesburg today to select the party's top six leaders. The organization's hosting its third National People's Assembly at NASREC. Leader Julius Malema, who delivered the party's political report yesterday, warned delegates that the EFF is under threat. Meanwhile, a political analyst has weighed in on the notable absence of MP Mbuyiseni Ndlozi from the conference. It sparked speculation in the media about his role in the party's future. Analyst Imran Bakker says Ndlozi's absence might point to unresolved issues of trust.
Malema's leadership style, I would say, is often autocratic, and decision-making is concentrated in a small inner circle rather than through a democratic process. You know, the reality is that those who criticize the leadership or who deviate from the party line are often very swiftly disciplined, and I would think he's trying to reestablish the kind of confidence that he had with Ndlozi previously, and maybe the levels of trust have not been established.
Police have made another major drug bust at OR Tambo International. Crystal meth, valued at around 6 million rand, has been found hidden in a pool table at a warehouse at the airport. National Police spokesperson Atlinde Marte says it's believed the drugs were about to be exported to Australia. She says they hope to make an arrest soon.
We are following up on all leads to determine the origin of the drugs in South Africa, as well as who delivered the consignment for import. Police at OR Tambo International Airport continue to intercept drug traffickers and large consignment of drugs almost every week.
And South Korean lawmakers will this morning vote on whether to impeach the president. Yoon Suk-yeol is facing a second parliamentary showdown over his failed martial law bid. If his impeachment is approved, Yoon would be suspended from office and the prime minister would step in as the interim president. The court will then rule on Yoon's future. Protests have been staged outside the National Assembly. Thousands are expected to rally in Seoul today. The main opposition's Democratic Party says an impeachment would protect the country's democracy and future. A recap of our lead story. Delegates at the Economic Freedom Fighters Elective Conference will cast their votes in Johannesburg today to select the party's top six leaders. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.